CodeWeavers is a proud sponsor of The Real Mac Genius. Run Windows on your Mac without running Windows. Hello and welcome to TheRealMacGenius.com, TRMG, audio podcast. This week's topic is about the shortage of iPad 2s around the world, what AT&T's acquisition of T-Mobile's means for iPhone customers, and the iPhone tethering warnings on unwarranted tethering applications. If you have tried to buy an iPad 2 lately, the lines appear to be just as long as the launch day of the iPad 2. With the unplanned amount of iPad 2 adopters, Apple stores around the U.S. are starting to run short. According to our sources at Apple's retail stores, the lines have been ringing nonstop asking for iPad 2s. Some Apple retail stores are being given limited supplies of iPad 2s, but they are running out quickly. Desperate iPad 2 adopters have been lining outside of Apple retail stores to get their hands on the new iPad 2. If you have deep pockets and want to get an iPad 2 fast, check eBay and Craigslist. Some iPad 2s on eBay have been spotted with insane prices of $4,000. iPad 2s are going for a premium of a minimum of $100 or more. But if you prefer the more economical way and are willing to wait, we suggest that you place an order at the online Apple store. The ship times are currently estimated at 4 to 5 weeks. The wait might seem long, but you are given a concrete time frame of when you will receive your iPad 2. On the bright side for the iPhone customers on AT&T network, AT&T has announced in a press release its plan to purchase the T-Mobile network from the Deutsche Telekom network. The acquisition of T-Mobile will not finish for another estimated 12 months, but if approved by the FCC, AT&T iPhone customers will have smiling faces, as AT&T will be able to more adequately service the data from iPhone customers. Additionally, with the acquisition of T-Mobile, AT&T will set a large gap between its competitor Verizon. After the launch of iOS 4.3, with much accepted personal hotspot, AT&T has cracked down on customers not paying for the tethering service. Users have been able to circumvent paying AT&T the extra money by using similar applications accessible through jailbreaking, such as MyWi. Similar to Personal Hotspot, including in iOS 4.3, MyWi creates a wireless network that you can share with up to 5 connections. AT&T has been aggressively sending text messages to users who are performing unauthorized tethering. AT&T has started in a letter that if unauthorized tethering is terminated before March 27th, then plans will not be added to their account. However, if unauthorized tethering is continued, AT&T will automatically add the Data Pro plan, which is an extra $20. Well, that's your weekly Apple update. For more Apple secrets, neat stories, and breaking news, visit TheRealMacGenius.com. Until next time, at TheRealMacGenius.com.